In October, baseball teams trot out the old guys for another round of applause, and at Game 4 of the National League Championship Series, San Francisco welcomed Barry Bonds to throw out the first pitch. Bonds gets a warm reception in the Bay Area, but many fans still view the all-time home run leader as the face of the steroids era. Michael Powell of the New York Times argues that Bonds gets too much blame when there's plenty to spread around. Michael, welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Just to be clear, you're not saying Barry Bonds was innocent, but are you at the point where you can let him off the hook?
Right. Well, I'm certainly not saying he's innocent. And in fact, I have very little doubt that he did all sorts of things and ended up, you know, as bloated as Popeye as a result. But I am saying that he was a part of a bad era in baseball that extended from the players right on up with complete complicity to the owners and the commissioner. So, right, I'm saying that if we're going to make a reckoning with that time, then let's include probably the best natural player of that entire era, who is Barry Bonds.
Let's talk about some of the other people who you say are complicit. You describe former manager and baseball Hall of Famer now, Tony La Russa, as the great enabler. Make your case.
Sure. I mean, over the time that he managed, and I have no doubt he was a terrific manager, but look, beginning with Oakland, where he oversaw both Canseco and McGuire, if you recall back to that time, again, these guys look like Popeye. And so you wonder, well, you know, Tony, you're a really bright guy. What did you think when all of a sudden, you know, they start hitting 70 home runs? Maybe I'm picking on La Russa in a way that I'm arguing we shouldn't do with anyone. I mean, in the sense that much of baseball, Joe Torre and the Yankees oversaw all kinds of players who started putting up just whack-a-doo numbers. And you start saying, well, you know, did you really know nothing, or did you just choose to be kind of willfully blind?
Outgoing Commissioner Bud Selig also incurs your wrath. Should Selig's reputation be as tarnished as the reputation of Barry Bonds?
I would argue yes. There, I think the record is very clear. There were people in the medical community who are saying, look, this is really bad for people. It's bad for those athletes, but it's also bad for, you know, kids at high school and college level who started modeling their behavior or the behavior of pro athletes. Mm-hmm. And baseball really until, you know, well into 2007, 2008, 2009, really did very little.
Other players from baseball's steroid era have been forgiven. Mark McGuire serves as a hitting coach for the Dodgers. What has made it so difficult, at least for fans outside of San Francisco, to forgive Barry Bonds?
I think, you know, look, I mean, Bonds had a reputation for being a bit surly, or maybe more than a bit surly. But I think it probably goes even beyond that, because let's face it, McGuire was not an exceptionally outgoing character himself. Take roids entirely out of the picture, and you'll still find Bonds as the most preternaturally talented athlete of his generation. His production went so off the charts once he started to use that it really kind of called the question on steroids in a way that other players didn't. Because I would almost look at Bonds as like a figure out of Greek myth. Let's use these words advisedly. But in that context, he was almost godlike in his talent. And in a weird way, I think we ended up turning him into a villain in a way that was kind of disproportionate to others who were clearly using.
Michael Powell is a sports columnist for the New York Times, and you can find a link to his article for Barry Bonds, A Decade of Inflated Blame for the Steroid Era, at onlyagame.org. Michael, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks very much. Enjoyed it.
Is it time to forgive Barry Bonds, or is it at least time to remember his transgressions in the context of the era during which he committed them? Let us know what you think. You can weigh in on our Facebook page, facebook.com/onlyagamenpr, or add your comment on our website, onlyagame.org.